7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello, it's 10:17 p.m., which is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC, where you live, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm your chairman. And what do we have on the agenda for today? Well, apparently there's some large sporting competition taking place right now. If you turn on your TV, you can probably see it. And it's called the Olympics. More specifically, the Summer Olympics. Okay, yes, it's the Summer Olympics, which is kind of confusing to me because it's winter where the Summer Olympics are being held. Yes, apparently these Summer Olympics are being held in Brazil. And as you may or may not know, Brazil is below the equator, making it in the southern hemisphere, where it is currently winter. So why are we having the Summer Olympics during winter? I have no idea. And it makes me wonder if there's any Brazilians standing around going, okay, why are we having the Summer Olympics in winter? Obviously there's some Brazilian Tobe somewhere thinking about this, but apparently not talking about it on his radio show. Oh well, I guess it's not my place to wonder about it or even question anything. Besides, I'm not a huge fan of the Olympics. I used to be when I was a kid, but ever since the amateur competition known as the Olympics went professional, I don't really have much interest in it. I suppose, you know, I will watch some of the football games just because there isn't any more football on until the Olympics are over, and then it starts up for real, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm getting a little wired. I can barely contain myself. Yay, football! Alright, so I still don't know if I can go outside today. I woke up kind of late today. I have no idea what the weather's like and whether or not I can go outdoors. So let's call the weather. And I'm not going to call any old weather. I'm going to call the airport weather, the ASOS. So, what was that weird sound? Weird. All right, now for the weather.
-6 Celsius. Altimeter 3004. Remarks. Density altitude 2,500. Omaha, Epley Airfield. Automated weather observation 1910 Zulu. Wind 010 at 03. Visibility 10. Sky condition scattered 4,300. Scattered 16,000. Broken 25,000. Temperature 27 Celsius. Dew point 16 Celsius. Altimeter 3004. Remarks. Density altitude 2,500. Omaha, Epley Airfield. Automated weather observation 1911 Zulu. Wind 020 at 06. Visibility 10. Sky condition scattered 4,300. Scattered 16,000. Broken 25,000. Temperature 27 Celsius. Dew point 16 Celsius. Altimeter 3004. Remarks. Density altitude 2,500.
Well, it sounds like it's a little bit warm out there for me, and maybe a little bit too humid as well, but the good news is there's high visibility. It's a lovely, clear day, but a little bit too warm. However, maybe we should get a second opinion. Let's call the ASOS, the ASOS, from the Millard Airport. Get a second opinion here.
Zero. Ceiling 4,500. Broken. Temperature 2.7 Celsius. Dew point 1.7. Altimeter 3.005. Remarks. Density altitude 2,500.
Start over from the beginning.
Omaha, Millard Municipal Airport. Automated weather observation, 1-9-1-5, Zulu, weather, wind, 0-3-0, at 3, visibility, 1-0, ceiling, 4,500, broken, temperature, 2-6 Celsius, dew point, 1-7, altimeter, 3-0-0-5, remarks, density altitude, 2,500.
Okay, so it's barely cooler out in Millard, but more humid, so the good news is it's a clear day. You can probably see all the way from the Millard Airport to the Omaha Airport if you were looking hard enough. All right, well, you know, I just decided that I'm hungry. What am I hungry for? You know, I think I want pizza. So what are we going to do about that? Well, we're going to have to call pizza delivery. And I don't mean call somebody who will bring a pizza to me. I mean, let's call someone who will deliver me to a pizza. So we'll go to the phones here. Doing it wrong. Here we go. I'm going to pick up the handset here. Hello, this is Tobe. I'm hungry for pizza. Let's go to the pizza now. Okay, well, how about in 3 seconds instead? Okay, bye. Hang up the phone. And now we're gonna go eat pizza in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here I am at Frank's Pizzeria. And I've got a medium, but it is still fairly large, pepperoni and black olive pizza sitting right here in front of me. And this is a New York style pizza. It is very thin crust. They make the dough here. They proof the dough here. They stretch the dough here. And they do the little thing where they throw it up in the air. And I can't even describe how good this is. Not only do we have the fresh homemade in-house dough, we've also got the most delicious sauce ever. And I'm pretty sure that all this sauce is a bunch of tomatoes ground up in a blender, throw in some oregano, I don't know, maybe some garlic, and it's awesome. And this cheese, I don't know if they make mozzarella here, it wouldn't surprise me if they did, but it is so good. This is not like any other pizza cheese you've ever had. It is not that rubbery, chewy, 90% casein crap you get in other places, that Mojack or whatever they call it. This is the outrageous deal. Oh, it's so delicious. I think I'll have a sip of my Pepsi. Oh, yeah. This place is crazy good. I'm sitting here with the emeritus, who did in fact drive me out here, who did in fact deliver me to the pizza place, Frank's Pizzeria, and we are demolishing this pizza. We're just crushing it. Oh, I'm so thirsty. And we're sitting here talking about some dumb local kids who recently had a run-in with a train on a trestle, and a couple of them lost. So don't play with trains.
you will lose. And the Emeritus is full of all kinds of other useful tidbits of information, such as anything to do with chemistry. So let's test him. Such as, what's the atomic weight of carbon?
12.
12. That's true. I happen to know that one. What's your favorite practical use of carbon?
Practical use? My gosh, there's all sorts of practical uses, but I guess the one I use most of the time in the summertime is a carbon graphite fly rod.
Uh-huh. That's true. I suppose the carbon instance that I use the most would be graphite pencils.
I still use a graphite pencil, yeah.
Pencils are good. I suppose it's only appropriate to use a carbon graphite rod to catch carbon-based life forms such as fish. What fish have you been catching that are carbon-based lately?
Be a largemouth bass and also bluegill. I haven't caught any trout this summer because I haven't been to any place where the trout will thrive. Too warm water around here, so.
Yeah, and that drives me nuts, too. There's a lot of people who think they're trout fishing when they go out to, like, Lake Standing Bear or somewhere where they've stocked those 8-inch, practically fingerling trouts. And I keep telling people, that's not a trout. That's some kind of baby fish, but they can still pull them out. They don't have to be very big. Why do they even stock trout in these lakes that aren't cold enough?
Well, I guess it's just typical state DNR philosophy. You got to give the people something to do. And so around here, then they stock them in the late fall. And most of the people fish for them through the ice. Then the spring, when it warms up and the ice melts and the fish don't last very long, the water gets pretty warm fairly quickly. But that's something to keep people busy, I guess.
Because apparently people cannot be satisfied with largemouth bass. Yeah, I myself have never figured out the desire for ice fishing. I mean, why would you do that when there's so many other fun things to do with ice?
Yeah, you can break it up, put it in your glass, and drink ice water or iced tea.
Always good. You can play hockey if you are so inclined, or curling.
That's a good sport.
Seems to be getting popular these days. Don't you occasionally go up to Minnesota in that area where they are big curling fans?
Yes. In fact, I was up in Canada one time. And the last building I saw before we got out in the wilderness was a curling club. And there was no bars, no filling stations, no post offices, just a curling club.
That sounds like my kind of town. I have never been to Canada, but I would go there because they have lots of places named Tobe, including an entire state, or I guess they call them provinces up there, of Manitoba. And if Trump gets elected, I will be, in fact, expatriating my ass up to Manitoba, where I think I will become the king there, or the president of Manitoba. I don't know what the Canadian government has. I think they have a Knesset. What kind of government does Canada have?
They have a prime minister for the federal government. The provinces, you know, maybe they're governors. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm also a big fan of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police because horses.
Yeah, and if you're a police, if you're trying to apply for the Mounted Police, you have to be over 6 feet tall and you have to have been born in Canada. Otherwise, you can't be one.
Oh, I lose. I'm only 5'11 and a half, and I was not, in fact, born in Canada. If you've been born in Canada, let me know. Because I will nominate you to be a Mountie. Before I move to Canada, I'll have to brush up on the rules of hockey. I understand the basic concept. It's just, you know, football on ice with stick. But there's other technical rules that I don't quite understand. But the best thing about Canada, I think, is the moose. I've mentioned it a number of times. In a way, I'm kind of surprised that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police don't ride mooses, because that would be more Canadian of them. All right. We have managed to demolish exactly 3/4 of this pizza. And this is why children need to be taught base 8 and not base 10 in school. Just teach them pizza math. Kids love pizza. They understand it. Kids also watch clocks because they want to be the hell out of school. So teach them clock math. Teach them base 12. Base 10 is dumb and totally useless. You can't use it for counting donuts because there's 12 donuts in a dozen. So if you would just write it as 1-0, I don't know. Everything's a problem. All right, so where are we going next?
We're going to go to Menards and get a new valve for a Moen bathroom faucet.
Okay, I also think I want to buy a green light bulb. So I need to get a container for the pizza. All right, so while I get the container to the pizza, next thing you know, we'll be at Menards. Do I feel like recording at Menards? I don't know. I guess we'll find out in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here I am, walking down aisle number 21. Vanities, kitchen sink tops, and faucety-like things at Menards. Oh, and it says Tobe up on the sign. No, it says Tobago Vanities. You never see Tobe written down anywhere.
We're doing okay. Can I help you out?
Yeah, I need a valve for a Moen bathroom sink faucet.
Alrighty, let's take a look and see what you got. Let's go around the corner here.
Okay.
We will find the part that we need. I also walked by a sign that said, got LED? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do have LEDs.
You know that it's Moen that helps a lot. Let's see what we got here.
And now the Menards guy is looking for the 12, for the appropriate part.
That it looked like it was a 1224.
1224?
Yeah.
Which is also the day before Christmas. I've actually been in this aisle before. There's lots of PVC stuff on the wall. Here's a P-trap. There's a whole bunch of P-traps. Solvent weld. I love PVC and I love the PVC solvents. Oh wow, look at this. Here's a giant plastic washing machine pan. I really like it, except it's $16. I don't know what I would use it for. I'd probably start plants in it because it's one of those type of trays. And now I'm getting distracted. Did they find the part? I think they did.
Yeah. I tried to open this up myself, but I don't know what happened or why it got turned around, but it was closed. Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, what was it? $11.79.
Oh, okay. That's the difference between the Moen and the, yeah.
Yeah, a little pricey.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, we got the part that we need to fix the faucet.
We have one Menards. I'm always victorious. Not always. But usually when I'm at Menards, I win. Look at this sign. It says, got LED? The cool way to save. The irony is it's a light-up sign, and I suspect that it's lit up with fluorescent tubes. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
All right, what else do we need at Menards?
I don't know. Do you need batteries for that machine?
You know, I've got a whole big pack of batteries that I haven't even opened. Actually, I just opened it today. And I'm holding the 4 batteries in my pocket, so I'm good for another couple months on batteries. There's terrible music on the radio. Yoo-hoo! And look at this. You can get Menards t-shirts or hats for almost for free by sending in a rebate. Do I need a Menards hat? No, I do not. Oh, look at all these tools. Look at all this tape. Look at all this sunscreen. Hello Kitty sunscreen, 45 SPF. I should probably buy some, but I'm not going to do so. And here's the little ice cream freezer. Why do we need to have an ice cream freezer? Oh, Mike and Ike's, do they have my good and fruities? No, they have good and plenties, but no good and fruities. And I'm pissed off because they changed good and fruities. Oh my god, rocket copters! 5 for $9.88. That's a much better savings than buying them off the TV. I did not need to see this aisle. Look at this. Here's water balloons. On sale now, $1.99. 175 water balloons. Do I need 175 water balloons? Probably not.
These rocket copters come with LED lights in them.
Woohoo!
So we could fly it at night.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Like non-exploding fireworks. Fireworks with no powder. And I just don't want to set that precedent. I want children to know that, no, it's funner when shit's on fire.
Yeah, but it teaches them safety procedures.
That's right. Teaches safety. That's why you need to put guns in children's hands as well, to teach them gun safety. Which sounds sarcastic, but is unfortunately very true. Ooh, pedal car, $100.
Backyard darts. Whatever happened to jarts? They got illegalized, huh?
Jarts. Yeah, we're living in a slightly less fun society. But they do have a cube set. Traditional Swedish game. That one's the king. I've read up about this. Throwing sticks at other sticks.
Ah, I've never seen that before.
You know, we should start a lawn game business. Because look, here's beanbag tosses and the ladder toss, croquet, various ring games, trackball. Yeah.
Badminton. What's in this orange?
No, it's a snow block. Oh yeah, and then there's the washer game. Yeah, there's this new washer game that people are playing, throwing washers around. I'm thinking maybe we should get into the washer business, build custom washers.
There's the real outdoor game, horseshoes.
Horseshoes, the original. For men and horses. If you're the kind of guy who rides a horse, you're the kind of guy who needs to play horseshoes. All right. This music is about making me crazy. I think I'm going to have to leave just because the music is so bad. But now I'm seeing some safety equipment. Well, this isn't safety equipment. It's just non-danger equipment. All right. And here's some motor oil on sale. Lithium jump starter and power bank. I love these just because I love batteries. I love remote power. Oh, look at this, some moving carts. Look at this, you can take this jump start thing, put it on this cart, add a motor. Next thing you know, you've got a vehicle. Brown jersey glove. I don't get it. Is it because it's from Jersey? I've never been to the island of Jersey, and I wouldn't ever dream of going to New Jersey. So I'm a little unclear as to what a jersey glove is, apparently a style. And now I have found all of the air fresheners, because, you know, that's what we need in this world, is more air fresheners. Steering wheel covers. And look at this. Windshield wiper blades. Do I need some? I don't remember if I do or not. Is this a good deal on oil?
Yes, it is a very good deal on oil, and I need to buy some oil.
Let's buy some oil.
You normally get a 5-quart bottle for about $24, but this is a 6-quart package for $23.82.
That is a bargain.
So I'm going to save some money here.
That is a bargain for us. We will now purchase a case of motor oil. Two cases of motor oil. And it's designated 10W40. What flavor are we looking for?
10W40.
Well, look at that. We win. They also have 5W20. Here's some 10W30. Many various weights of motor oil. But only one will be purchased today. 10W40. Two cases of it.
I think I'm going to go with 3 cases. If you can save some money, why not save a whole lot of money?
I agree wholeheartedly. Let us purchase 3 cases of 10W40 motor oil. I will attempt to carry one. Ugh. I have a case of motor oil in my hands. All right. And I think we found a cashier with nothing better to do than to ring up our motor oil and our Moen faucet valve parts. His name is Mike.
Pretty good. And you?
Doing well.
Good.
That it?
Yes. Oh, no. I got another.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
89.
The chip work here?
Yeah.
Sweet. We're doing the magic chip card instead of the magic swipe card. I don't know, I like the swipe action better. It's funner. Alright, and while we're concluding this transaction, I think we should consider about going home. So, let's go home in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0, and we're back. Hello. I'm back sitting here in the studio after a fun day out with the Emeritus. I made out like a bandit. Not only did I get to eat a whole bunch of pizza, I got to take the leftovers home, so I got 2 slices of pizza in my refrigerator. That will be a meal for tomorrow, and possibly even the next day. Oh, Frank's Pizza. It is so yummy. And the trip to Menards was fun. And on the way back from Menards, we decided, hey, let's stop in Walgreens real quick and blah, blah, blah. And the long and short of it is that blah, 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 blah. I can talk. I managed to get a dice game that I had been looking at for about a year. The popularity apparently has finally worn off enough that Walgreens decided that they needed to put theirs on clearance. So I got a $20 game for $4.99, $5. The Marvel Dice Masters Age of Ultron edition apparently comes with 44 custom dice, and you know how much I love custom dice. And 2 dice bags and some cards for playing the game. So I have a new dice game, and I do love games so much. I can't wait to read the rules. I'll probably do that tonight when I've got nothing better to do. And we will see what is up with this. I've been looking at this game for a while, but I haven't been able to rationalize spending $20 for it. And this is one of those collectible games, too. So once you have the basic set, you can spend all the money you want on additional extra dice packs, which of course are random, so you don't know what you're going to get. So how does this not become gambling? Because some of these dice are more rare than others, and therefore purchasing this is a purchase is a chance to get something of greater value, blah blah blah. I can barely think. Why can't I think and talk right now? I don't know. I also got a styrofoam cup from when I was at Frank's, and I saved it because I saved styrofoam cups, and now I'm drinking iced tea out of it. So yummy. I do love to drink tea. And boy, was that some good pizza today. I wish you could have been with me to enjoy that yummy pizza. But no, you're somewhere out there in Radio Land. And because I was away from my house for 2 hours, or however long it's been. Oh, it's been so long. My cat, Pippa, is standing outside the door of the studio saying, meow, 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 which translates to, we have to do some kitty stuff. Which means I need to go out there now and get out the kitty brush and brush all the excess fluff off my cat, of which there is plenty floating around in my house, and that's why everything I own is coated in cat hair. It could be worse. Even some of this equipment is coated in cat hair. Equipment for what? Well, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio. My time is up. I gotta leave, so I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of